you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly
on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Former Bellevue couple is being reported as among the victims of the mass shooting at a church in South Texas. Bob and Shani Corrigan, they died Sunday when a gunman opened fire at the First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs.
How long had they lived in Bellevue? So they're a Texas that moved here for Offutt Air Force Base?
They were from Michigan, and they moved here to Offutt and then retired and then now have been down in Sutherland as part of, but they're like high school sweethearts. Bob Corrigan, he was stationed at Offutt Air Force Base during his time in the Air Force, and then he and his wife went back to Texas after they retired. And they're among 26 that were slain Sunday morning. And the gunman, he attacked the attack included 8 members of one extended family, a couple visiting for the first time, the pastor's teenage daughter, other churchgoers.
It was just a massacre.
Sutherland's like just outside of San Antonio.
It's small. They said they had only like one stop sign or something there. It's tiny.
So the Air Force says it did not send the Texas church shooter's name to a national criminal database after he was court-martialed for domestic violence. He served a 12-month sentence in the brig and was given a bad conduct discharge from the military. The FBI investigator confirmed that there were no red flags in the system that would have stopped him from buying guns in 2016. So the Air Force wants the Defense Department to review what happened. And CVS is going to start delivering prescriptions to customers' homes for free starting in early 2018. The drugstore giant made the announcement yesterday that it's going to offer free same-day prescription delivery in select markets, but they're hoping to roll it out nationwide throughout the year. So 9,700 store locations.
Never have to leave.
Right.
Pure lady, good. Pure lady, nice. Pure lady, come to me. Pure lady.
I never have to leave.
You're going to never have to leave your hot tub.
This is going to be great.
They'll deliver the pills right to your mouth.
If I can just figure out how to do the show from there.
Well, you'll probably need some kind of pills for, he's going to need, Party just bought a hot tub.
Yeah.
For severe pruning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll need some of that.
Anti-pruning.
They have anti-pruning stuff.
You're going to need anti-shrinkage pills.
Definitely need that. Yeah, a little Viagra.
It just counterbalances.
I'm making a list of things that I would absolutely need, like big giant plastic potatoes and like carrots. Mm-hmm. And stuff.
So you can make yourself look like stew.
Yeah, a little stew.
I like
Don't get out of the hot tub too fast. He's full of Viagra, anti-coagulant, anti-pruning. At least 6 vodka.
Yes.
Crystal lights.
Washing it all down.
Peeing by the hot tub.
It's funny when I got
the big party story.
I asked the guys, I was like, so what temperature do I need to have this at? They're like, oh, you know, it goes up to 104, but you don't want that. Then you'll be in there 20 minutes. I'm like, I need a temperature where I can be in there all day. Right. They just stared at me.
All day swimmers. And now you need an extra Amazon Alexa out by the hot tub.
Yes, thank you.
Because your hands are wet.
Yeah.
You're probably now going to need a waterproof smartphone.
I got it. This is water. The latest one is
how waterproof?
Well, it's water resistant.
Keep it in a Ziploc bag.
I'll just keep it over there. I like the Alexa idea better, actually.
You need to have the bags of rice ready to go for when guests' smartphones go in the hot tub.
Yeah. We're ready for this.
I might make
We've
it
We've done this, Sweet Rylene. We've drilled for this.
This may be a free cell phone free area, you know. Mm-hmm. It'd be the one good opportunity to get all the boys in the house off the phone, and including everyone else that comes around.
You don't want any, you know, random photos being taken.
That's the reason why.
I mean, honestly, let's get to the real nuts.
You know, that's a sweet,
literally, that's a nut.
Exactly.
That's a nice pie in the sky policy. It's going to go right out the door. Wild Wild West. People are going to be in the hot tub on their phones.
Yeah.
You're going to need a waterproof Amazon Alexa.
Isn't that kind of sad that we can't just have that moment? And, you know, I know
you'll be on your phone in there.
Well, I'll be taking photos. Right.
Look at this. Looking good. Oh,
I got to take selfies and make everybody jealous. Hot tub live. Hot tub live. Hashtag hot tub live.
People anyway. Just start scrolling.
What else in the news?
Email scammers are targeting Netflix subscribers. So the emails tell Netflix subscribers that they need to update their billing information. And then there's a link and that takes them to a fake website where they're asked to log in and provide information, including credit card numbers. Well, cybersecurity experts say that the scam emails that started going out on Friday, relatively well designed. So you could easily be taken in that this is something. But Netflix says subscribers who wonder whether the emails are really from the streaming service, just go directly to Netflix, netflix.com/security, and you can find the information there. And it's never too early to plan on holiday shopping. They're saying that holiday creep is now just called reality. When it comes to holiday shopping, Black Friday is no longer prime time. They say that during the week of that, including Thanksgiving, 35% of shoppers say that they intend to do most of their shopping on Black Friday this year. And that's down from nearly 60% just 2 years ago. More and more people are getting savvy about it. Retailers are rolling out deep discounts early, doorbusters. I know Target is saying, you know, like if you've got a Target card, you get access to like early savings. Also Kohl's, Walmart, Sears, they're all pushing promotions earlier than Black Friday. So like the brick and mortar stores are trying to get more savvy to compete with online retailers. But the other thing is that they said at the end of the day, it's all about the gift card. The gift cards will be bigger than ever as a gift item this year. One of the examples they gave was Starbucks. They say a lot of people still find gift cards too complicated to use, but a lot of companies, including Starbucks, have instructions on them and they're like, make it easy peasy. But that's what's interesting is that at the end of the day, the gift card is what it's all coming down to.
Starbucks has to put directions on how to use a card.
I know. It's funny to think, like, you're like, how do you not know how to use a gift card? Somebody gave you money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what's interesting was what's old is new again. We've been seeing a lot of, you know, 90s nostalgia flashback, but what's coming back are cassette tapes. They're cool again. But what's problem is that we are out of the magnetized tape takes.
Nobody makes them.
So there's
And who's got a cassette player?
I actually have a cassette player.
Does it work?
It does. It? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, have you ever put it in front of your kids or anything yet? Or like,
no, hey, I haven't.
And
I was reading the story, I was like, oh my God, it'd be really funny to put a tape in and be like, here you go. You can listen to this on tape.
Now, what
I've
you
got
do
it
is
on cassette.
You hand them the cassette and then you give them the cassette player and have them work it.
Try to figure it out.
Yeah.
Where does it go? Where's the button? I guess there's only one company in the U.S. that produces cassette tapes.
What about a boombox?
We have one in the garage.
You got to go rocking through the office. That'd be a fun office game.
Mm-hmm.
See who can work
the boom box.
Have like a survivor task.
Yeah.
And that separates the millennials from the old farts.
Yeah.
Who knows how to work a boom box with a cassette.
Oh, God.
Especially the ones with the dual deck.
Yeah. Record a song.
With the auto flip.
Make a mixtape.
Oh, God, remember that sound? When it's flipping, when it's like going from A side to B side, like you didn't even have to flip the tape. Like that was like, what?
Listen, this is how damn old I am. I woke up to one of my birthdays to Duran Duran's Fleck, 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 The Reflex. That was my first boombox.
Was it
And it
really?
Had Duran Duran 7 and the Ragged Tiger. That was how I woke up on my birthday morning. To my first ever boombox with I asked for a new Duran Duran. Fleck, 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 fleck. That's how they woke me up. And I'm like, I have a boombox.
Oh.
Yes.
And the star was born. it's definitely a time capsule moment when you see those. Like, I remember when, like, I think it was Sony. Sony really was like, if you had a Sony boombox, that was like, you rich. And Sony came out with that line in the late 80s, early 90s, where it was like different color boomboxes. Like, it was totally the future. Like, you could have, like, a hot pink plastic boombox. Here we go.
Welcome to the 80s, kids.
So that's how you got your...
That's how I woke up.
Oh, dude, that is awesome.
They cranked it.
I love it. That's how you do it. Well, as much as you love it, I guess the deal is that they don't have, they only have about a year's supply left of the magnetic tape that's used to produce cassette tapes. But the company is saying that they're developing new ways to make magnetic tape using rust and a 62-foot long contraption that's normally used to create magnetic strips for credit cards. They're repurposing.
Really?
And they're saying that they're hoping that they can have almost 4 miles of tape per minute out of production in January.
Holy smokes.
I'm sure they'll have it out just in time for when the fad has passed.
Like, no! But I would say LPs, albums,
listen,
are
Stranger
still
Things
in the
is bringing all that stuff back. Are there any cassette usage in Stranger Things that we've seen?
There would have to be, yeah.
There is cassette usage. But the big thing was that 13 Reasons Why, that big hot series that was this.
She did it. That's
she
right.
did her whole story on cassette tape. It was in a shoebox. And that was the thing. Everybody's like, oh my God, I have to go. One of the things in the show was people had to try to find Walkman to listen to the tapes on.
This album had Union of the Snake,
ooh,
New Moon on Monday.
Oh, I love that one.
And The Reflex.
That's good stuff.
Yay! Channel 94.1.
This is the one and only
The Big Party Morning Show.
Hello, who's this? What's up?
Hello, this is Sean. How are you guys this morning?
We're doing great, Sean. What's up?
I was just calling in about the whole cassette tape conversation that you had earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Let's go for it.
Well, I still have a Walkman.
Do you really?
Yes, I do, and I use it all the time. Love it.
Do you really?
Huh.
What are you listening to?
What?
What are you listening to?
Is it like
to?
A Discman, or is it the Walkman that plays cassette tapes?
No, it is a Walkman with the cassette tapes. It has taken me on miles and miles of runs, as well as gym time. People stop me and say, what the heck is that thing?
That's
you know,
hysterical.
We're talking about millennials.
Do they really? So they don't, I mean, there are, of course, younger people out there that probably have never seen one before.
Right?
Absolutely.
What tape is in your Walkman right now? Like, what are you listening to?
Oh, gosh, I listen to all kinds of stuff. RuPaul, Terrence Trent D'Arby.
Terrence Trent D'Arby, I love it.
Wishing well. Kiss and tell.
Simply Red.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
All right, so you're like, you're an 80s, darling. You're an 80s. You're.
Well, yeah, whatever. You know, sometimes old school stuff, sometimes new. But, yeah, you know, I have, like I said, hundreds and hundreds of cassette tapes, and I can't get rid of them. And I love them. 45 minutes one side, 45 minutes the other.
Listen,
good workout.
The Walkman, if kids are giggling at the radio, the Walkman is still an amazing invention.
Yes, it is.
It is the smartphone. The smartphone
Absolutely.
Exists in our hands because Apple merged a phone and an iPod.
Yep.
All an iPod was a digital Walkman.
Yeah. So
and
what?
We would not have a smartphone if they didn't marry those two. And then we added all the other whistles and bells.
Now
but the
that.
Walkman was a big moment. The CD player, the Discman, never was as cool. That was sort of weird, putting
skipped
the CD.
All the time.
Yeah, it was skipping stuff. But the Walkman, man, there was nothing like popping that in.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's, you know, the smartphones have become so big and cumbersome. They're really no different than a Walkman on your arm when you're at the gym with your earbuds in.
They're not. Right. They're not.
Absolutely. That is very true.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, you keep that Walkman going.
You just keep rocking.
I love it.
I will keep the old school going.
All right. Thank you, dear. Have a great day.
Simply right. Red.
See you later. All right.
I've kept a bunch of my cassettes. I mean, I came across a box. I was cleaning up my room in my mom's house, and I found a bunch.
Did
and
really?
I still have some at my, like, I have mixtapes that friends have made for me.
That was the beauty of a cassette player, is that if it had a dual deck, you could make mixtapes, and that's the one thing this generation is missing.
Yeah, don't
they don't
do
get
it.
The beauty of somebody holding. Now somebody can share with you their playlist,
right,
which I know is the same thing. But there's nothing like when somebody handed you a tape with a scrawl deal that would be like Molly's Breakup Jams, 1987.
Yeah, and you did it on your own. Yes. You spent the time. And by the way, there was no speeding along on this thing.
It would have messy edits, and I remember having songs recorded off of the radio, so it would have the DJ chatter.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
I love that.
All right, we got someone here. Hello, who's this? Hello?
Hi, this is Tammy.
Hi, Tammy. What's up?
Hi. Wait, I teach kindergarten, and I still have four of these old cassette tape recorders that we use every Tuesday morning for reading, and we listen to books on tape, and the kids love it. So, in fact, I was going to say, if anybody out there has any that they are thinking of getting rid of, I would need some more in my classroom.
Oh, that's really cool.
I probably have 40 books on tape.
The other thing is that it's an easier medium for kids, I think, than like the record player. Like, I had a record player growing up, but I felt like the cassette tape was such an easier, you know, it was a more forgiving piece of equipment, like if you wanted to listen to your music. But that's so cool that you're doing that for the kids. They must love that.
They do. I mean, we still have the iPad, you know, time too. So some are on that and some are on the cassettes, and you can teach them. Okay, then when you're done, you push stop, then REW for rewind, you know, and FF, and then they can get a new book and push play, and you turn the cassette over, and one has, you know, a dinging bell when you turn the page, and the other side doesn't, and it's pretty fun. Cool.
I think they connect with this generation. Obviously, they're immensely creative. They can handle all tech. I think they like the tangibility of being able to touch it and do things with it and manipulate it, where so much stuff just lives digitally on the grid, and it's not even buttons, tactile buttons that you get to push.
No.
So these kids love records. Records are getting popular again.
Yep. Yes.
And do you have any spare cassette tapes? Because that's what's hot. Do you have any cassette tapes?
Do I have any what?
Cassette tapes?
Like blank ones.
No, I don't have any blank ones.
Ooh, that would be the money right
now. That's the money right now.
My brother used to spend bank on the really nice ones. Denon.
Maxwell.
Yeah. Do you remember Denons, though? They were metal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow. No.
They had, like, weight to it.
Yeah. We probably have, like I said, about 30 or 40 books on tape yet that are on cassette, and then the kids just love it, and we'll turn the pages and stop. Okay. But I can see the little wheels turning on the tape recorder.
Yes. The worst was is that you had the tape deck in your car that would eat the tape.
Oh, that would drive me crazy.
And it would be like, that horrible sound. You're like, no!
Did you ever take a cassette tape apart, though, and save it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. I did
surgery. Beep, beep, screwdriver, because they would, like, screw the pieces together so you could, like, take it apart if you're really super careful and you loved that tape.
Hey, thanks for calling. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, see you later. All right.
Stranger Things.
Bringing it back.
The story is that cassette tapes are popular.
If you got any blank ones, that'd be the way to go.
Channel 94.1.
Hello.
What's going on?
You're listening to The Big Party Morning Show.
Hey, it's Katy Perry on Channel 94.1.
Well, it would appear that Taylor Swift has landed herself in some hot water. There was like an online blogger that was, you know, kind of coming after her. And I guess she had a cease and desist letter sent by her attorneys. And now the ACLU is calling foul on it, saying, like, you can't silence people. You can't silence your critics. So she's been contacted, I guess, by the ACLU after Taylor Swift reportedly threatened a critic from this website called PopFront.
What is the ACLU going to do other than make noise?
Yeah, I think it's just, you know, you can't silence your this woman was sent a cease and desist letter from Taylor and her lawyer threatening a defamation lawsuit and demanding a retraction from a blog post back in September.
See, look what you've done to me. This is what she's trying to tell you.
That's
tell all of us.
What you made me
do. Look what you made me do. You made me call my lawyer, called me make it do, and threatening people.
ACLU is arguing that, you know, this opinion is protected speech, and just because you don't like it, people are entitled to their opinions. But Diplo is also dissing on Taylor Swift. He's criticizing her new music.
What's he saying? That it sucks?
he did like an interview. I guess he was criticizing her in an upcoming Rolling Stone interview, and it's leaked online. He said, music is in the hands of the kids. Streaming is literally what kids want to listen to over and over and over again. They want to listen to Rockstar, and they don't want to listen to, like, you know, you look what you made me do. He says that that music doesn't relate to them at all. So he's sort of slamming her, saying that she's out of touch. He's since retracted. People, of course, the Swifties went after him, and he's like, listen, calm down, Swifties. All Too Well is one of my fave songs. So he's like, listen, it's not all bad, but sometimes Taylor Swift is just a little not.
I would love it if the Swifties just silently went after Diplo. Like, his headless corpse is found in the surf. People are like, whoa. Zero traces. Like, the Swifties are like SEAL Team 6.
They're like, hey,
they just move.
By the way, this blogger that went after Taylor Swift compared her to white supremacists and Nazis.
No. Yes. Wow.
So it wasn't some small thing.
No, it was. She was saying that the video, Look What You Made Me Do, that there was like imagery and all this stuff. And she's like, you know, Taylor Swift has always stayed quiet politically. And they're like, well, maybe this is why. And I mean, obviously it was like some stupid blog. Like, I don't know why she gave it any oxygen by, you know, sending a cease and desist letter to it. It's just like, just let the ranters rant. Ryan Seacrest announced that the new reboot of American Idol will be coming to ABC March 11th, 7 p.m. He made the announcement on his morning show live with Kelly and Ryan. Says he's going to be pretty tired. Poor Kelly's going to have to deal with him with no sleep on a regular basis. So Ryan Seacrest is coming back as host, but there's a new panel of judges. The new Idol is going to feature Katy Perry, Luke Bryan, and Lionel Richie. And Sia is responding to a paparazzo who was trying to shop around some candid naked photos of the singer by getting ahead of it and releasing them herself. She's like, someone's apparently trying to sell naked photos of me to my fans, Sia tweeted. Save your money. Here it is for free. Every day is Christmas. And she's got that new Christmas album coming out. So maybe every day is Christmas.
I mean, how can anyone control their naked photos, right?
Yeah. If they got the photo, I mean...
I saw the picture. It's just a back shot. Like, she must have been getting out of a hot tub.
Oh. But I mean, people take selfies now. I'm saying it's out there on the grid. About every human on Earth very soon will have had a picture they took of themselves.
Naked.
That they sent to a lover.
Yeah. Ooh. I still haven't done it.
Never?
No.
You've never been photographed naked? Are you sure?
Not that I remember. I might have been passed that on the couch. Naked.
One of those photos. Like, ooh.
Like, look at this slob.
And that's not good naked either. That's like, oh, blackmail naked.
Yeah.
See, opposed to the photo, it's like, it's obviously it's some sort of telephoto lens, and it's her backside. Like, it's not her from the front. It's her from the back. So somebody must have been creeping on her when she was, I don't know, naked sunbathing or something. I mean, it's a private residence. And I always think that's so creepy when they do that. It's like, fine, if they're walking out and about in the public eye, I get it. That's like, you know, hunting season's on, like if they're out moving about in the world. But
in the privacy
to track
of
them where they live, yeah, that's what I'm like, dude, gross. Like, nope. That is just, that's too far. This is supposed to be the safe space.
Yeah, Molly, you're a...
never nude.
You're a library nerd. Did you see what Lord did?
Ooh, no,
so
what?
It was her 21st birthday... So she was doing a show in New Zealand, and the venue was next to the library.
Uh-huh.
So maybe she's a library nerd like you.
Mm-hmm.
And she left 2 tickets to her concert inside a book, and then Instagram out the scavenger hunt.
That's oh, what a great
fun.
Idea.
That's really cool.
2 tickets and a hand drawing on a T-shirt by Ella.
Oh, really?
And it was like she took a photograph of a book in the library and said, left a little package in the city library behind this book.
That's pretty sweet.
See you tonight.
That's how you get people in the library.
And then said to my followers, assemble. And all of them attacked the library.
Oh, my gosh. Those poor librarians.
We need more scavenger hunts.
They're fun, right? I mean, it's like something that you do in your 20s. And then what happens? You just stop doing them. They're fun.
You get old. You're like,
big,
hey.
Big ones. Celebrity news sponsored by Pino's Palette. See the calendar at pinospalette.com/LaVista. Paint, drink, and have fun.
All right, Katy Perry tickets up for grabs right now. 938-9400. Katy Perry's coming to town, and we got your tickets. Hello, who's this? Hello?
Sonia, sorry.
That's all right. What's your name?
Sonia.
Hey, Sonia. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. You awake?
I'm just waking up, and I heard the Katy Perry sounder.
Okay, you did. Yeah, we got tickets for you, okay? You are the winner, the proud winner of these tickets, and also you might get next stage. In that little pit area, take some photos for us as well, okay? We'll let you know about that a little bit later. But yeah, as for now, you're in the show, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Okay, you're welcome.
Just go stay on the line.
Don't
sip your coffee.
Yeah, wake up.
Broadcasting from the Eat Fit Go studio.
You're listening to the Big Party Show
on Omaha's number one hit music station,
Channel 94.1.